Good morning. Don't take sixes for nines. These are the signs of the times, and you can see where they're pointing. A red plastic bag, 2010, song was called Signs. Once upon a time, at election time, you would have cadres polls. See, I notice we have Astros predictions. But these are the signs of the times, and you can see where they're pointing. Once upon a time on a Sunday, if you went to get a little brush up on your hair, a little freshen up because you had a hot date or an important appointment, you might hear Sister Marshall or Joseph Niles. Or if you went to an old barber, Jim Reeves, and perhaps a little Oldie Goldie. If you went to a young barber, you'd get Dennis Brown and perhaps a little Lover's Rock. These days, apparently, when you go to your barber on a Sunday, you get Brass Tacks and Dennis Johnson instead of Dennis Brown. But these are the signs of the times, and you could see where they're pointing. I'm Dennis Johnson. This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. 4341-790. You can also reach us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net, or you can send a WhatsApp message to 266-IVOB. And we could chat. We go until 1:30 under the guidance of Mr. Graham Vaughan, who is a technical operator, producer, taking care of things on the other side and answering the phone as well. So we have a number of commercial breaks to take as well, because in this, as I said, times, we have to make sure that we don't bunch advertisements for political meetings and various other clients. So we have to take a few breaks. So please work with us as best you can to ensure that we at least have a conversation during the course of the morning. 4341-790 Brass Tacks, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. I hope we have a cordial discussion.
We usually do.
Yes, yeah, sometimes you all seem to, I don't know what I say, but all my say sometimes offend you.
I've never been offended, nor am I ever offended like anything I am told.
How you read it is how you read it.
But,
yeah. So in this case, you might say I might be wrong.
That's all. You usually are.
I will say that. The facts are left to be
determined. I hear you.
Anybody
could determine. Anybody could determine anything they want to. So go ahead.
Yeah, but you have to look at what I'm saying and make an analytical
view.
I'm putting it by pieces. Now, mm-hmm. if I tell you, let's say, Mr. Johnson, use you for example, you are having a party, leaner party. You tell me in these hard times that you do X, Y, and Z. Am I not to look through these things carefully and examine them?
If you so desire, yes. If you support me, I don't think you would. But yeah.
No, I'm talking about support. I'm talking about looking at it in a rational way.
Sir, how long have you been around this planet?
Well, I've been here. Is there time for me to return?
Good, me too. So let me tell you what I have found. I have found that there may be, let's say, in any 100%, 35 people who blindly support one group of people, 35% who support blindly another group of people, and then you have the freewheelers in between. The 35% of the people you call, that's my analysis, the people you call your hardcore supporters follow you whatever you do.
Oh?
Yes, so, they do. They do.
So their
belief is, you will always look out for me, so whatever you do is fine with me. That's called hardcore supporters. That's what they do.
So the statements or the reports coming from the section, right, have no bearing at all on the supporters?
None at all whatsoever, sir. None at all whatsoever.
So therefore, what are we sending people to school to do today?
You could answer that question yourself. I don't know, sir. Sir, look, there are people who get up. Let's take it out of politics for a second. There are people who sit and say, I support Manchester United. I support Chelsea. I support whomever. And it matter whether the team have new players, old players, at the bottom of the league or the top of the league. That's who they say they support. And they don't care if you change the manager, the color, the jersey, the nationality of the players. I support Manchester United. And but, the whole people who played for Manchester United, not playing for Chelsea or Liverpool or somebody else. But they still support Manchester United. Yeah, that's how they are.
Right, it's like you.
So what churches?
It's like you. If you have a team that can't fall by you, it's obvious that you would like support to that team.
And that ain't true. You see, now you're saying the same thing you asked me about going to church, about going to school, sorry. So look, anything that seems to not follow what you want to follow, you will analyze and cut to shreds. If you like it, I know you will not say anything about it.
I had a discussion with one of the members of the Solution Barbados. He said, your manifesto is not a bad one, but I have a problem when it comes that you are going to offer free, like, water. You know what's going to happen next? The people want free gas, or what's it going to want?
Don't some people get it?
Free gas?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'm a real...
Sir, come on. I will ask you again. But listen, hold on. You've come to this program on numerous occasions.
That I have yes, I did.
Right.
Yes.
You have put forward several names for parties, groups of people, fellas having a fete that you were general secretary, general manager, CEO. Hold on. Let me finish. Right? Making proposals, calling down other people, calling out other people, changing your name from time to time. That, sir, is called masquerade. One. Two. When I analyze and be analytical about what you say, I come to the conclusion that your job is to frustrate my job. Your job is to try to see how you could rattle me or confuse the public. Unfortunately for you, you can't do either. You see, a man's job is his job. If you were somebody who repaired cars and painted them, if Dennis Johnson, the village idiot, walk into your paint shop after you paint the car, and run my hand down it and say, this look real nice, and master up your paint job, so you would take up a blowtorch and take off my fingerprints. Not off your car, off my fingers. So do me a favor. Election day, go to a polling station. If you are eligible to vote, put an X next to a name with a pencil and then walk outside. That's what you're supposed to do. My job is to sit here and listen to people who want to make sense. You want to have fun. Go and play. Have a good day, sir. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
And how are you?
I am fine, thank you. And you?
I'm fine. Now, I have been observing that the children that who, for years and years, we've been talking about how bad they're behaving and so on and so forth, we're not hearing much about them. I am wondering if they have given away to the seniors and the leaders of our country. Now, then, it's a little potpourri here. That's just as it seemed to me. Now, every time you think you've heard enough, there's more to come. What I have heard is tasteless, not like insipid. I mean like dirty. And I don't mean like dirty, unclean. I mean like gross and malodorous. If we have people who are leading our country and they're supposed to be intelligent, can't they get across the message without going below the belt and having people's names slandered, you know, talking all kinds about things, and the language that they're using? Mm-hmm. It's sickening. And I don't know if you might have heard, because you're not Barbadian, of two words called guttersnipe. You ever heard those words?
The word I know is guttersnipe, but yeah, okay.
Guttersnipe, anyway, but we call it guttersnipe. Mm. But this is to me what it sounds like. Mm. And we have heard that the word is mightier than the sword. But I hope that we do not let these words that are supposed to be mightier than the sword do what they're not supposed to do. It has not even come to the state where Mr. Innes, I heard, has asked them no bashing. And in short, I don't know what he means, but I think he means no character assassination. Now, we're hearing a lot about integrity, which is just one of the words that we started using recently often, you know, and not being able to, we've been discussing one thing over and over and we've beaten it into the ground. Now, if we do not discuss it and we just think we're going to talk about it for a few days and start, is it going to get us anywhere? We will only be pretending that something has happened when nothing has happened other than it's now swept under the carpet. Until next time we feel like putting the carpet out to air and we start floating around these things in the air all over and over again. It's worse than bad enough. And now, when it comes to integrity, my feeling is, this is my word, integritas is not enough. It is just not enough. It has to be more than that. Because integrity is not something you wake up one morning, I'm going to be, I'm sure, off my integrity today. And that all depends on how I feel, who I meet, or what my problems are for today. If you have integrity, you have integrity, Mr. Johnson. There's a lot more to say, but I know a lot of people want to have this day too. Have a good day.
Thank you very much indeed, ma'am. That was crisp and... good to go with. The WhatsApp message says, I'd like to ask a few questions. Is it illegal to source campaign funding internationally? There are hundreds of residences and businesses before the South Coast sewage plant was built. All of them had wells. Assume those wells were not filled in and still exist. Therefore, would it not make sense to have those properties revert to their wells, thereby decreasing significantly the amount of sewage and pressure on the plant, giving some breathing room for repairs to be made? History is a good teacher if we pay attention. Can we as a people look to the history of Barbados rises and falls, see who presided over each, and then make an educated decision at the polls? Is there anything in our constitution that provides for the investigation and prosecution of those found guilty of mismanagement in all of its forms of the public purse? I hope answers can be provided to these questions. Brastax, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Dennis J, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right, and you?
This is the man you called, Mr. Agriculture. Anyone else is counterfeit. I hope that everything is going good with you in this silly season.
I always try to keep on the easy side of the street. Easy.
Yeah, but you know that we have been having conversations for as long as I can remember, and we never had an issue, we never had a problem. And one thing I respect you for, you would always guide me along as I go along, because at the end of the day, your station can occur a lot of silly lawsuits, and you really don't need that.
Sir.
So I know that persons will be heated, and they will be hot, and they will have their exchanges. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we got to roll on, my brother.
I know that. Yep.
Yeah. So, Jay, everybody knows the side of agriculture backs. I don't hide myself. I will never be a double crosser as long as God gives me breath. One thing I do not admire is the persons who hop from side to side. And you could have $1 million, DJ. You could have 65 tin of corned beef, 75 tin of sardines. You will not catch me. And I'm speaking for myself. I don't speak for nobody else. Because I see that people will catch here and they will catch there. Dennis J, you will have a lot of friends. And as you know that, about $3 million in your pocket. They will do the dog with you. You will carry them for the boat ride, plane ride. You will give them gas in the car. You may even sometimes give them a car just right out of your pocket. And you wake up one morning without a cent and you're unable to buy a drink, you're unable to get to buy a biscuit. Then you will see the amount of friends that you have. You understand where I'm going there, my brother? And I know that you know what I mean.
So I want to tell you, right? Former Prime Minister Barbados, now Sir Lloyd Sandiford, said, show me my friends, my enemies I could take care of. A friend is not somebody who stands by you when you got $2 million, sir.
Right.
A friend is somebody who sits in the gutter with you and says, let me lift you out of here, brethren. This ain't where you're supposed to be. That's why I could count my friends on one hand and still have fingers left over. What's the point you're making?
Right, and this is your twin brother here. You see, that's why I'm speaking to you, because you can expound and elaborate when it comes to this.
I don't have to. I'm just asking you what you're talking about.
Yeah,
where are you going with it?
You see, the thing is, where I am going is, DJ, this is election time, and a lot of people don't understand what I'm trying to say. Yesterday, I listened to The moderator's name is Lisa Gale, right, Mr. J?
Yes, sir.
She did a fabulous job. Because you're hearing all the time that Starcom Network is a radio station who gives all the Barbados Labour Party supports all the levers that they want. And they come here and they bash everybody and they do as they like.
So what is the point again at?
But if you don't let me go further, you won't be able to establish it. That's what I'm saying.
Establish it then, sir.
So I need to go to and make my point so that you will understand what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying that there are certain people who say, I want to make it look like the Barbados Labour Party people come to down to brass tacks and do as they like, and they're not ridiculed. And as soon as the Democratic Labour Party people come and they try to make a contribution, they are pushing the corner and they're lambaste. And all I want to say that does not happen at Starcom Network. We have a good program running, and everybody get to make the contribution. But if you use a man that
no.
to do...
Yeah, so hold on. Let me say to you, right? One of the challenges of keeping the program on track, right, is ensuring that if people want to say something in support of somebody, you let them say it without them going overboard. If you want them to be critical, let them be critical without being, let's say, nasty, for want of a better term. I don't like that term, okay? The problem is when you start going at individuals, it usually tends to go out of control, and that's when I was trying to pull it back. Yeah, tell me though.
And you understand where I'm going, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, cool.
One thing that saddens me now, Mr. J, you are a father before me. I'm a father as well. I am very, very saddened, Mr. Editor, and this has nothing to do with partisan politics. This having integrity and having some kind of character. You got some kind of character about you. And Mr. DJ, if you and the young people are supposed to be looking to leaders and future leaders, and they are going to go on to...
That's exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about juxtapositioning. When you say you have to have people of integrity and so on and so on, and then you start singling out other people, you are inferring that they are not people of integrity, and that's when we get into trouble. You see, so in this mango season, because mango in season, in this mango season, people have pelted mangoes. When you make statements like that, be very careful what you say after, because it will cause problems. 30 people could get 5 people each to stand up and say, when Mr. X said on the program that they want people of integrity, he meant I was not one. And that's it. And I think you very well know what people could do to your reputation when they get something to hold on to, okay? This is Down to Brass Tacks. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Dennis, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I am all right, sir. And you?
I'm pretty good. All I called you for, I want you to put on air, get your assistant to do it and put it on the air. Are you trying to get the Mothers of Mike competition for the CD, the 94.7 competition that's going on? I don't want you to get the correct email for me because I put it through.
The what,
sir? I don't know if I missed a point or what.
Repeat what you're trying to get me to put through, sir. The dog's giving you competition.
The Mothers of Mike competition, yeah.
So I gotta tell you, I'm trying to get your information, but who let the dogs out seem to be competing with you. So let me tell you what to do. Call 430-7300, which is our switchboard, and ask them to get the information for you from one of the studios or to put you through to another one of the studios that can give you the information. Hopefully, we'll get to work for you. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. 4341790. You can reach us at brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net, or you can send an email to, sorry, you can send a WhatsApp message to 266-IVOB. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Clearly.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
I am of the opinion that Barbados have a very mature electorate.
we have this uncanny way of coming together in mass whenever we believe that a political party has lived out its usefulness. So therefore, there would have been results like 28-2 and something to 3. These are the same people, you know. And I got this sense that we are coming together in mass again. This election will not be as close as people are saying. I expect a major blow. And this has nothing to do with that special breed of fowl there are people in Barbados who will vote for the country as opposed to keep looking with their rose-colored glasses and keep voting blind political allegiance. Mr. Johnson, I believe that Chris Sinclair is an honest guy. I accept that he has given the Ministry of Finance his best shot over the years. But for some reason, all the intricacies of that ministry is eluding Mr. Sinclair. And I would love greatly if there was a different result to the one that they're seeing. But in my opinion, sir, I think it's time for the DLP to sail off into the sunset. Have a good day, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, sir. Brass Tacks, good morning. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
You can hear me?
Clearly.
All right, how are you doing, sir?
Very well, sir. And you?
This is also for improvement, very remarkable.
Good.
Listen, the lady said that you're not a Barbadian, but let her know that you're an honorary Barbadian, man.
So people figure that that's the only way to get me to react, and I'm not reacting to it anymore. I don't.
Right. You're very welcome here, man. You've been around for some time, too. 2 points this morning. Hello?
Uh-huh. Listen, go ahead. I'm laughing at that comment. Go ahead, sir.
Which one?
Huh? That I've been around here for a while.
You've been around here long.
Go
but
ahead,
sometimes I hear you intimate. I know you have been around here sometimes.
Yeah,
you're play by night.
I owe.
And I thought I was around. I was in South Carter. I thought that's long.
Tell me, Mr. Sir.
Yeah, 2 points. Mm-hmm. One on banking, mm-hmm. which I have started by indicating I know you will come on board with this one. And just on the political thing, I'm satisfied that everything is well placed, well poised for the 24th. And there's one thing that I'm pleased about, that I heard an ad making the point that you can't take your cell phone or any apparatus, smart, this or smart, that into the polling booth and thing. And I'm particularly happy about that because, you know, I've been calling for that sort of integrity for a long time. So I'm glad that something's done in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the eyes are kept out for this vote. But anything, I understand the actual election day is somebody, person or persons be on the road with a bag and carrying money, etc. Look out for that kind of those persons. Now, banking. Friday, May the 4th, there's an article by an attorney at law, Mr. Chester Sue. I don't know if you would have come across that.
Yes, sir, I did.
I'm more facetious. Sue lately over the $5 situation with Mr. Sue, and he's got the printout there in the paper, and he's got an article on page 3, the said paper.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, lawyer gave no permission.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, a fight with the bank over the $5, whatever. And Mr. Sue, a customer for 30 years, is resisting the raising the fee. But you know you had, and your station was inundated with calls and a myriad of callers talking about the banks and the behavior. You said a bank manager almost tell you something with the behavior sometime. And they're listening to your words as regarding the banks. I am calling for the persons to fortify and support Mr. Sue in his call and call on the program. And if you all got to go to the banks and withdraw your funds, do whatever, because we're in good hands. We've got somebody that would know the law, a lawyer, to articulate the cause now. So I am saying this is a good time to start to come on board as regarding some of the problems and the calls that were made over the years as regarding the banking and the unreasonable fees and the unreasonable treatment, etc. And I think people should come behind Mr. Sue and help fortify him and give unending support as regarding any situation as regarding banking. I know you're going to have a mouthful to say. And I myself have spoken about banks and I would wish that the credit unions be given, I know it will have to be legislated and gone into properly, given the kind of impetus and the permission that they can have a kind of status that will be more embracing and extensive. And some of these banks need to know the place in vernacular and let them go on back to Europe or whatever. They can't come and manipulate people and do people like that. And then Mr. Sousa article ending off in May 2016, some customers in St. Vincent and the Grenadines closed their accounts after RBTT Bank imposed the monthly fee EC $25 for customers and $12.50 for senior citizens. We need to get stability and get a kind of consumerized in our regard, more consumer conscious, and stand up for what we believe should be our rights and what is ours, and not let any or thing be trusted upon us. And we stop and just only last night, sir, I went to make a purchase, right? You still there?
Sir, I am listening to you.
Yeah, I went to make a purchase, and the lady, I put the drink there, and when she put it by the scanner, it didn't scan. So she went and she took another one out of the cooler, and she said she tried that one and it scanned. But I had bought one the night before for $2. When she scanned the one she took out of the cooler, it's $2.65, but it's not the same drink. She bought a drink. Then her report to me was that, oh, I thought the same company, so I said, she asked another attendant, and the attendant said, no, it's $2. She said, sorry, sir. Now, hadn't I kept abreast with my price and what was going on, I would have left that establishment paying $2.65 for a $2 drink. And it calls for vigilance, I would say, and understanding. I went the other day to make some person, somebody had given back $1.25 too.
Well, sir, all it proves is that your relentless nature is paying off. Me say anything about banking? Not on your life.